So this is a standard, a classic, a one of the first set of fallacies that are usually taught. Ad hominem, Latin for to the person. This is when an argument is attacked by targeting the person who is making it, rather than addressing the substance. It's the rhetorical equivalent of bringing the villagers to burn down someone's house because you don't like the color of their curtains. Well, of course, they must burn down the house. Obvious. Consequence is short circuits the actual debate by turning it into a contest of character assassination, polarizes the audience into my side versus your side based on identity rather than evidence, allows real policy and power questions to escape scrutiny while the public argues about personality. Nicknames, caricatures, petty personal digs in place of argument. Exaggerating or inventing flaws as if disproving the person disproves their point. Acting as though someone's past behavior automatically invalidates their current claim without ever engaging the claim itself. We should audit this new defense contract. The cost overruns are huge. Oh, sure, says the guy who failed math in high school. In this case, your high school math grade is irrelevant. The defense contract stands or fails on its numbers, not on your GPA. In the last 8 years of American politics, ad hominem became a mainline tactic, not just a spice. Trump's habit of rebranding opponents with schoolyard nicknames, Crooked Hillary, Sleepy Joe, Little Marco, trained his base to focus on persona over policy. And in response, his critics adopted the same tool, Cheeto, Tiny Hands, Drumpf, convincing themselves that they're giving as good as they get, that humiliating him linguistically was progress. Instead of taking the bait, which it was, but we'll get into that later. Here's the problem. Insults consolidate the in-group. For the insult's target, the attack reinforces their narrative of being persecuted by the other side. The policy fight disappears when Sleepy Joe trends. No one is talking about the fine print of the infrastructure bill or the conditions at the border facilities. The standard degrades for everyone. Once both sides normalize person over point attacks, it becomes politically unthinkable to engage on substance. Substance is for losers. Every Drumpf meme, every Sleepy Joe jab eats oxygen that could have gone towards dismantling actual systems of harm. They keep the public locked in a personality reality show while lobbyists, contractors, and legislative writers advance quietly behind the scenes, on schedule as planned. It hardens political identity into team jersey thinking, where voters support their guy, even if they hate his policy, just to avoid letting the other side win. Ad hominem is the perfect decoy for an extractive capitalist media economy. It's endlessly shareable, it triggers quick emotional reactions, and it requires absolutely no homework. As long as politics is framed as mock their guy, defend our guy, the actual decision makers can act with impunity. The insult war isn't just tolerated, it's encouraged and it's profitable for them. So we call out the move in real time. That's an insult, not an argument. Let's get back to the point. Separate your assessment of a person's behavior from their argument's merits. Oh, well, of course, you know, that's funny and it's fun, but maybe we should be discussing A, B, and C. Keep public discourse anchored in measurable actions, not brand identities. When you see politics reduced to nicknames, you're not watching democracy, you're watching marketing. And the product being sold isn't fearless leader, it's the loss of your focus. I have a dream, to borrow from a famous speech, that we in this country can take on self-governance, that we can be a true democracy now that the scaffolding is possible, now that tech-assisted democracy is possible. But in order for us to be competent at governing our own land, making the decisions for running our own giant business, we need to come back to critical thinking. So, let me get on with the next fallacy.